So we'll move on to the next next slide. Then see, in this I have already explained you periodicity concept, right? Now we'll talk about, I have already explained you historical cause concept. Now I will talk about verifiable evidence concept. Verifiable evidence concept. Now what is verifiable evidence concept? Now this concept says that, this concept says that whenever you are recording the transaction, whenever you are recording the transaction, that particular transaction, business transaction, should be backed by a particular document. Whenever you are recording the transaction, that particular business transaction should be backed by a particular document. It is a proof that this had happened because of this. See, this is a proof, that particular legal documents which helps us to pass the entry. If the auditor asks, if auditor find it fishy, he will ask you, I want to show the, see the document regarding this transaction. If that there is no document, the auditor will cancel that transaction. So verifiable evidence is a legal document which is backed by every transaction. Every transaction is backed by a legal document. For example, if there is an expense, the company prepare vouchers. If there is a receipt, the company prepare receipts. Right? If there is an internal transaction, internal adjustment company has to do, company prepare journal voucher. Right? If there is a purchase, we prepare, we get invoice, inward invoice, purchase invoice. When there is a sale, we prepare sales receipt or sale invoice. When there is a goods returned by the company, we prepare debit note. When we get goods returned, we prepare credit note. So every transaction is backed by a verifiable evidence. It is a rule that is made mandatory or compulsory because of verifiable evidence. Got my point? Then we have matching concept and periodicity concept. Now, sorry, periodicity is over, accrual concept. Now, what is matching and what is accrual? Now, these two concepts are very, very, very important from the point of view of financial accounting recording. Financial accounting deals with recording of business transaction. In order to record, you have to use this matching concept and accrual concept every time. Whereas different concepts are used once during the transaction. The transaction, whichever comes, they may be one or two times you will be using the other concepts. But accrual and matching concept, you have to keep on using these two concepts together while you are dealing with the transaction. So first we'll talk about accrual concept. Then we'll talk about matching. Now, what is accrual concept? Now, there are two concepts in this. One is cash concept, second one is accrual concept. Now, what is cash concept? Only cash transactions should be recorded in the books of accounts. Rest all should be ignored. Means whenever there is payment of expense in cash, record that. Whenever there is receipt of income in cash, record that. Otherwise, don't record. That is cash concept. That is, which is not possible nowadays. You know, why? Why cash concept is not possible? Because of an income tax rule. That in income tax, if there is one rule that if you spend 20,000 one-time expense in cash, more than 20,000 one-time expense in cash, then that whole expense will be disallowed in income tax. Income tax will not allow you to reduce, means to take that expense as a business expense. So that means cash concept, if you work on cash concept, we'll be facing problem. That will, every transaction will not be allowed by income tax. So at the end of the day, we have to pay the tax on the whole total income because they are not allowing us to reduce the expense because since they are paid more than 20,000 in cash. So that is cash concept, which is not approved by GAAP because of income tax reform. This is one rule in income tax that whenever you are doing any transaction in cash, more than, suppose you are paying any expense at one time in cash more than 20,000, then the whole expense will be treated as disallowed expense as per income tax. Though it is a business expense, but income tax department will not give the benefit of that expense. That is the reason cash concept is not approved by GAAP. We have to follow accrual concept. As per accrual concept, it says that record the expense as and when it is incurred. I repeat, record the expense as and when it is incurred. Don't wait for the payment, actual payment. Now, sir, what is the difference between incurred and paid? I will tell you that. But what is the definition of accrual concept? Record the business transaction as and when it is incurred expense. Don't see when it is paid. Similarly, record the income as and when it is earned. Don't see when it is received. For example, in the month of March, using your telephone service, your electricity service, right? You will be using the service of the employees. So all that expense you have already used, means the services has been taken by you. That means the expense is incurred. But did you pay the expense? Did you pay the salary to staff? You'll be paying in the month of April. Did you pay the bill of electricity? No, you'll be paying in the month of April. Did you pay the bill of telephone charges? No, but you'll be paying in the month of April. So this expense are incurred by me, because incurred by means I have taken the services. But the payment is pending. Why? Because the bill will be generated in the next month. So I'll be paying in the next month. But since it is this year's expense, since it is March month expense, I will come to that matching concept. Since it is this year's expense, you have incurred the expense in this particular year. So it is, though it is not paid, it is accrued. Accrued means outstanding. You have not paid it. You have not paid it. But still you have to record it. So that is what accrual concept says there. Record the expense as and when it is incurred. Don't see whether you paid in cash or not. I repeat, what I say, record the expense as it is incurred. Don't see whether it is paid or not. Similarly, take an example of sales, income. Now in the month of March, 27th March, you sold 2 crores goods to a customer on credit basis. He told that he will be paying after 3 months. 2 crore goods. So, did you got the cash? No. But it is an income which is accrued. Accrued means outstanding, you are going to receive. But it is earned in this year. Actually, if you are talking about cash basis, you are not supposed to write this transaction. But since it is not on cash basis, we are following the accounts on accrual basis, so you have to record that. Got my point? So accrual concept says that record the expense as and when it is incurred, don't see when it is paid. Similarly, record the income as and when it is earned, don't wait for the cash received, actual receipt. That is accrual concept. So you pay in cash, then also you will record, but if not paid in cash, it is accrual, then also you have to record because it is incurred by you. Similarly, matching principle. Now, matching principle or matching concept says that record only one particular year's expense. Suppose if my year starts from 1st April to 31st March, this particular year, whatever expense comes in this boundary, you have to match that. Only this year's expense and this year's income you have to record. You have to match this year's expense, you have to take. Whether it is paid or not, it is irrelevant. Whether it is paid last year, then also you have to take. But if it is an expense of this year, you have to take in this particular year. That is called matching concept. Matching concept says that take the revenue of this year's income minus the expense of this year's expense. You will get the net profit of current year. So accrual and matching, are they going together? Yes, because accrual says that you have incurred the expense in the month of March. So matching principle says that this is March month expense. Though you have paid in the next year, you will be paying in the month of April, but you have to record that. You have to record because it is an accrual concept. You have recorded that. It is an accrual concept. At the same time, you will be taking that expense in this year's period. Why? Because it is as per the matching principle, it is this year's income and this year's expense. So I told you, at the beginning, that accrual and matching both go parallel to each other. They are the combination, one and one offer. They are Amitabh and Jaya Bachchan Jodi. They come together. One more example of matching concept. See, last year in the September month, you paid an expense, insurance expense for the whole year. because you have taken the insurance on 1st September, 1st October. So you paid an insurance premium for the whole year. So October, November, December, January, February, March. 10,000 6 month expense, though you have paid in total, you have paid, but 6 month expense is taken as last year, and remaining 6 month will be taken as this year because of matching principle, because of matching concept. Because it, you have paid the insurance premium from 1st October to September, but as per the accounting period, our accounting period starts from April to March. Our accounting period starts from April to March. So, according to that, 6 months. So October to March, it will be treated as per the matching concept, will be taken in the previous year, say in the year 1998, and the remaining 6 months will, though it is paid in last year, but it will be shown as an income in this year because of matching concept. You got my point? That is why I told you that accrual and matching concept both are parallel to each other. Then we have realization concept. Now realization concept, actually, which is not there in your portion, but still I will say, realization concept says that you have to write the value of asset, either write historical cost or cost less depreciation. But realization concept says that when you are planning to sell off your company, at that time you have to write the value of the asset at realizable value, means at the market value. Which concept actually is not there in your portion, but still, since it is there, I have explained. So we will not take much time of that, we will move ahead. Okay, so now we have completed our entity concept, historical concept, ongoing concept, periodicity concept, money measurement concept, cost attached concept, right? Then we have verifiable evidence concept, then we had accrual concept, matching concept, right? So after that, few more concepts we have to follow, which is commonly used in every business transaction. So let us go on to the next part. Yeah, so till now in this session, we have already completed the concept called entity concept, ongoing concern concept, historical cost concept, periodicity concept, money measurement concept, cost attached concept, then we have done verifiable evidence concept, accrual concept, matching concept, right? Now we'll move on to the next concept called consistency concept. Now all these concepts are rules and regulations which you have to follow during your transaction analysis as well as recording of business transaction. This concept is followed by each and every person, since these concepts are universally applicable to everywhere whenever we are using accounting system. So the next concept is on which the company record the transaction is consistency concept. Now consistency concept, this concept is that concept where the company says that according to this consistency concept or convention, it says that whatever method we are using in our company, for example, for calculation of depreciation, there are different methods, right? We are not going to detail about the methods of depreciation because that will be there in the next session, means in the next SEM of your portion. So only whatever method you are using for calculation of depreciation or for valuation of the stock, whatever method you are using for the purpose of valuation, depreciation and anything, that should consistently followed by the company. It should not be changed by the company at any point of time. If the company want to change the method, they have to convince the management as well as the people who are linked with the company, stating that this change of method will have a fruitful effect on the company's profit. I repeat, if the company want to change a method, they should convince the company's management, stating that the new method will give a fruitful effect on the company's profit. Then only it will be approved by everyone, after getting approval from all the people, all the management directors of the company, because directors will take decision on behalf of shareholders. then only we can change the method. Otherwise, we can't change the method, because the change of method will affect the calculation done by the people who is sitting outside the company and using your financial records, and on that basis they have with the old formulas, on that basis they may have done some analysis which may go wrong. So that will affect the outside people who are taking decision on the basis of your financial accounting records. That is the reason this concept made it compulsory that whenever whatever methods you are using, it should be followed continuously, consistently, because that will have a bad impact on the people who are sitting outside and doing an analysis of the business on the basis of financial accounting records of the previous year. Second, materiality concept. Now, as per this concept says that, for example, suppose I am running a courier service. Suppose I am just giving a story for explaining the materiality concept. If I am running a courier service, right? If in that I have to pay traveling expense of my courier boys, right? That traveling expense for the whole year is say about 200 crores. That traveling expense of the courier boys is 200 crores. Now in between, I myself went to some places to courier the service because my courier boys were busy at that time. Once or twice I went myself and took the parcel and gave it courier to the people. So on that 200 crores was the total overall courier service, and when I went for two or thrice the courier is done by me, the owner of the company, right? At that time I spent 1 lakh rupees or 2 lakh rupees, and if I forgot to write that particular transaction, it will not be an issue for the company. It will not be an issue for the company. Why? Because that 2 lakh is not making much difference in the cost calculation of my business. It is having an insignificant effect in the profit of my company. Because 200 crores is my traveling expense, I forgot to write 2 lakh rupees. See, 200 crores and 2 lakh rupees, it is very insignificant and it will not have much effect on the profit. So if I forgot to write that, though I have to record, because in order to show the expense I have to record that, but if I forgot to show that, it is allowed as per the materiality concept. Means the things, the transactions which are material to you, which are importance and significant, and which is having a significant effect on the profit, that has to be shown compulsory. But if some of the transaction is not having, it is an insignificant, immaterial, or it is not having significant effect on the profit of the company, if we forgot to write that transaction, it is negligible. It can be done without any issue. That concept, means that rules, is come into existence because of materiality concept. But if you keep on using that, if you keep on practicing that effect, means practicing that habit again and again, what will happen? I will show an expense, means I will take the money from the company and put it in my pocket, saying that it is a expense on traveling. But I have not shown that. If someone asked me, why you have not shown? I told it is materiality concept. It was not having a significant effect on the profit. So that is the reason I forgot or I didn't write. So it is not a big issue. So we are doing a questionable accounting. Means we are doing fraud. We are using the concepts in a wrong way. That is called questionable accounting. Okay. So some of the people do that. Okay. Yeah. Next one is disclosure concept. Now as per the disclosure concept, every financial information, small or big, every small and now and then information which is not forming the part of financial record, should be disclosed as a footnote below the balance sheet. For example, suppose there is a liability is called contingent liability. Now you may be knowing about this liability, contingent liability. Contingent liability is that liability which may occur or may not occur in future. Contingent liability is that liability which may occur or may not occur in future. For example, suppose a worker who is working in your company met with an accident during the working hours. So he was rushed to the hospital. All the hospital bill is paid by the company, and the company pay him a compensation of 4 lakh rupees. Now he is demanding 6 lakh rupees with the management. So management said, no, we will pay only 4 lakhs, we will not pay you 6 lakhs. So he put a case on the company, and the court case is running. It is going on and on and on and on. You know how the Indian law system is. So it, the case is going on and on. So that 2 lakhs, if the hearing is against the company has to pay that 2 lakhs. But if the hearing is in favor of the company may not have to pay 2 lakhs. So this is not a fixed obligation. This is not a compulsory obligation which is promised by the company. It may occur, it may not occur. Such transaction does not form the part of financial record. But they are should be shown below the financial record as a footnote, which is made compulsory because of disclosure concept. If you don't record this, what will happen? Suppose tomorrow, if I merge with some other company, the other company has purchased my company, right? They didn't know about this contingency, and they purchased the company, and after that, many people are coming to that company saying that we are supposed, that company was supposed to pay us this much dues. So this much dues were there, which is not shown in the balance sheet. So that will put a bad effect on that company. So that should not happen, because the people who are outside the company of your, which you are sitting outside the company, analyze your company's position on the basis of financial record, may analyze in the wrong way, means may analyze the wrong thing, since because it is not shown in the balance sheet, so they may not be taking that facts into consideration while taking the decision. So that in that case they may suffer. So that should not happen. Keeping that transparency, it is it is mentioned that every details regarding contingent liability and various things have to be shown as a footnote as per the disclosure concept. Then you have conservatism concept. Now conservatism concept says that the company can book the future loss in advance today, but it cannot book the future profit. I repeat, as per the conservatism concept, company can book the future loss in order to safeguard company's interest in future. In order to safeguard company's interest in future. So company can book the future loss, but it cannot book the future profit. Because future profit may occur or may not occur. So it might not record, because if they record, they have to pay tax. And at the end of the day, we pay tax, and afterward, if you don't get that income, then it is a problem for you. That's the reason it is not allowed. But you can book the future loss. Because of that base, on that basis, because of this concept, we write the doubtful debts, the customer. There are some customers who are going to pay the money in future. But I think that in this total customers, few may not be paying. Few people may not turn up and give the money to the people. So they, with the intention of that, they may book the future loss as doubtful debts today. They can record that. Because of this concept. Conservatism concept says that book the future loss in order to safeguard company's interest in future, but you cannot book the future profit. On the basis of this concept, we are recording, means we are recording provision for doubtful debts. We are making provision for doubtful debts. What doubtful debts? That out of the total customers, this much is bad debts. So we record that, we show as an expense. But in the next year, if we recover that, we will make a reverse entry of that. That is called bad debts recovered. Understood? So it keeps on doing like that. Similarly, when the cost of the stock, which is lying at the godown at the end of the year, after production, sale will, after happening the sale, all the sale is done throughout the year, some of the stocks are valued, are there in the godown, and that is valued rupees 40,000. The cost price of that stock is 40,000 and the market price is 30,000. So you will be recording the stock at 30,000, the market price. Why? Because of conservatism concept. Conservatism concept says that you can book the future loss, but you cannot book the future profit. So as per the conservatism concept, we create doubtful debts. We write the value of stock at cost or market value, whichever is less. Right? Then we have uniformity concept. Now, uniformity concept says that, see, take an example, Domino's Pizza. Domino's Pizza is working at Andheri also, they have an outlet at Andheri also, they have an outlet at Thane also, they have an outlet at, so in every city of Mumbai, they have outlet. So at every city, whatever policy, whatever rate is there, it is uniform to everyone. The taste of the pizza is also uniform everywhere. You will not find something different taste or the other. So that is uniformity. Means whatever policy you are following, operational policy, taste wise or rate wise or finalized, it should be uniform everywhere. Though you are doing the business in any part of the company, but if you are having branches at different cities or different states, the policy will be uniform. It will not change as per the state changes or as per city to city. Domino's Pizza outlet, only one outlet works on a different policy, that is at SL World. In SL World, you will not get any type of offers in Domino's. They have fixed rate. It is a rate which is fixed from the time the Domino's has established here in India. They had not changed that rate. It is fixed. There is no offer. Nothing is there. Whatever offer you get in the outlet other than SL World will be much better than the offer which is there. There is not at all any offer where in SL World outlet. So there they are not following uniformity concept. Otherwise, in each and every outlet they are following uniformity concept. But the point, so according to this concept, it says that whenever you are operating, whether it in a particular state, in different cities, the policy which you are following for the calculation of cost of goods or for the operation, it should be uniform. Okay, so by this, with the help of this convention and concept, we are going to do our analysis of business transaction. We are going to record the business transaction by following this type of concept, by following all this concept. We are going to make financial statement by following this principle, which is consistency, materiality, disclosure, conservatism and uniformity concept. So this was the overall rules and regulation, the concept and conventions which you have to follow while you are analyzing your financial records. So after this, we are going to study how we analyze the business transaction, what rules we are following and how you do the process, accounting recording process. That we are going to study in the second chapter. This was all in the first chapter. In the first chapter, again we have small part at the last stage of the chapter, that different types of organization. We have one more topic in this chapter was different types of organization. When I am talking about different types of organization, there is sole trading concern. Now what is sole trading concern? The concern there is one proprietor. It is solely owned by one proprietor, single proprietorship is called, that such type of organization is called a sole trading organization. Then we have partnership concern where more than one people is the owner of the company. It may be 2, 3, 4, 5 maximum. For banking sector, and for private sector, the number is different. The maximum number of partner is 10. For banking sector, it is different and for normal, it is different. So that you have to go through from the textbook, right? Because that keeps on changing. The number is changing as per the policies day by day, right? So partnership firm, which is owned by more than 2%, right? Then we have joint stock company, where joint stock company means the company which is incorporated and where we have the joint owner. Joint owner means we have shareholders. Then we have insurance company. Insurance company is an organization which are mainly because the intention of that company is not to earn profit but to give service to the people. They are service oriented company. Okay, so different organizations, different forms of organization is there. That is at the last stage of this chapter. Please go through that, which is very very important for the knowledge point of view as well as for the future point of view. Yes, so we are moving now to the next part of our portion, that is the chapter where we are going to learn the analysis of business transaction. This was introduction to financial accounting. Now at the end of the session of this chapter, I just want to repeat few points. What is financial accounting? Financial accounting is a process of analyzing the business transaction, recording the business transaction in appropriate books of accounts, getting the results out of it, and after getting the results, communicating those results to the people who are linked with the company. Now, who are the people? We have already seen that. Then we follow, when you are doing financial accounting, we have to follow certain rules and regulations, certain conventions, certain concepts, which we have studied one by one, and that too in a flow. So I hope you enjoyed this chapter very well. Now we'll move on to the next chapter, which is how to analyze the business transaction.